For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reginald Atitula.
Leadoff hitter against Criswell, and he drills one to left field. That's gone! Welcome back, Briggy! Into the Crawford boxes and tie it at one.
As if he never left. Still scorching hot. He likes it spicy in August. Briggy bomb to get things going.
Yeah, there you go.
Big time.
Love seeing Alex Bregman back in the team after, you know, dealing with that, that elbow thing. And we'll talk more about that as we go along. Astros, unfortunately, though, that's the only time that they crossed the plate.
It is.
4-1 was the score in favor of the Red Sox yesterday. We got to start that a little bit when we were out at Twin Peaks watching that one. But, yeah, Bregman gets a home run. But that's all that the offense could do for Verlander as he returned, you know, to the team, got an opportunity there, and it started. It looked like he was going to have a little bit of trouble. We were talking about
he started rough.
How far can he go in this thing? He started really rough.
He was in the 40s in the second inning in terms of pitches, settled down a little bit. Didn't go much further than we could have possibly hoped. For, you know, five innings, that's about what you could have hoped for. Then obviously, you know, Alex Bregman, you know, got him going with that home run, and you're thinking, all right, Bregman is back. Like you just heard there, it's as if he never left. Well, then you heard later, you know, about the gremlins, you know, the gremlins that are affecting his elbow. And so when you look at Alex Bregman, and he's so important to this offense, as we've talked about, with the bottom of the lineup kind of struggling again and having struggled, you're like, all right, well, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
You know, he can just DH and he's going to hit home runs. You know, he's going to drive in runs. But the problem with that, there is a problem with that. If he's DHing all the time, man, you're kind of running out of spots. You know, I know Whitcomb can play third and all that other stuff, but like you're kind of running out of, you know, what are you going to do with Yordan all the time? Is he going to be in the outfield the whole time?
Yordan's going to play a lot of left then.
A lot of left field. It's just sort of.
Yainer Diaz, when they want to get him out of catching, he basically has to play first.
It kind of just messes up. What's that word my wife uses all the time? The fun is it the feng shui?
Feng shui.
Feng shui.
Okay.
You know, kind of the vibe, kind of the feeling of this team. So it's on the surface, it's like no big deal. He can still swing the bat, but it kind of just, you know, sort of disrupts the cart a little bit in terms of how you approach every game.
Yeah, and along those lines, if you give me cut nine here, Figgy, like Bregman was talking about, like the how much he's going to end up playing third base.
We'll see. I feel like the rest of the year is going to be kind of just a fluid situation. Take it day by day and see how it feels every single day and kind of make a decision as it goes. Through today for the first time, arm felt good. Didn't feel any pain or discomfort or anything. But yeah, it's just going to be one of those things. Take day by day and kind of see how it feels the rest of the year going forward.
So yeah.
So there's some elements there that are a little bit alarming. Threw today for the first time.
Which was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so you hadn't really been able to throw. The rest of the year, you know, it's going to be fluid, which kind of tells me, being the amateur radio doctor that I am,
sure,
you know, that there's probably, is it some, you know, is it a bone spur? Is it, you know, the inflammation is still there and all that. So it's just sort of like, alarming. I mean, I was gonna say not alarming, but yeah, it is. It's a little alarming because I think he's gonna have an up and down. Some days are gonna be better than others, you know, in terms of swinging the bat. Yesterday was no problem, but I think some days are gonna be better than others. So yeah, a little alarming.
And that's swinging the bat, and talk less of like playing third base and actually playing the field. And one of the things that makes that tough is not just the spots, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you have him DHing a lot. I was happened to stumble upon some of the most improved defenders from last year to this year, mm-hmm. according to Fangraphs WAR.
Okay.
And Bregman is on that list. He has seen a pretty solid uptick. I'm not going to get into like the numbers of it necessarily, but his WAR last year defensively was 2.4. Yeah. He's up to a 7.3, which is pretty solid, and that's a pretty good jump there. And he defensively gave you some solid play at third, and in his stead, you've seen, you know, Shea Whitcomb try and play some third, and not that he is bad necessarily, but we've seen some errors happen at third base for him. So, like, that's another thing is, like, what's the defense that you're putting behind your
pitching?
Yeah,
the defense, and then obviously, you know, your DH is going to be occupied. It's just sort of things, you know, in general with the Astros, you know, we've all learned our lesson this year, no one more than me, about the Astros. But there are some things that are sort of cropping up that you just got to maybe not doubt them, but kind of put a pin in that. You know, Bregman being one, obviously how the lineup shakes out outside of the DH position being another. I think starting pitching is another, because we're starting to traipse into that territory of they've never pitched this much before. Rono Blanco, he's thrown 134 innings. He's never thrown that many innings ever. You know, even I was looking at, even at his minor league numbers, you know, over the course of an entire year he's been around 134, so he's traipsing into that territory of never having done it. Spencer Arrighetti, he's closing in on a career high of innings pitched. Even Hunter Brown, who threw a lot of innings last year, you know, he's a higher leverage guy that is counted on much more. And so even he is already at 100 and something innings, almost a career high. So you got pitchers that have never really gotten to this territory. You got the thing with DH, with the DH, and how you're going to do the lineup. Just put a pin in that. I mean, that's one of those things that you're just going to have to keep watching with this squad.
Yeah, and again, gremlins, right? Like, that is what is where it is. But you talked about starting pitching, and maybe that's why it's interesting that earlier today we got news that Hector Neris, who had been cut by the Cubs, will indeed make his way back to the Astros. That's a dude who this year his ERA is a 3.89, which isn't atrocious, but we were talking to Spo yesterday. It's like, hey, it just hadn't looked all that great this year.
Yeah.
Well, he comes in. I mean, his whip is very high, 1.52, right? Like, he's putting dudes on base and such. But, I mean, he's going to have an opportunity to come in and give you another option, right? And just to see another thing to throw at the wall and see if it sticks.
See if you can work some magic with him.
Especially when it comes to, you mentioned, you got a lot of pitchers that are hitting the top end of what they have thrown historically. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be the same level of quality, or does that deteriorate?
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At all.
All right, come on down, Kyle Tucker, too. You know that's another one where you can certainly use that extra bat. Maybe there's going to be a day where, and there will be days where Bregman's going to have to maybe sit out because the elbow is maybe bothering him more than normal. You need that extra bat. You need that Kyle Tucker, because you can't have Yordan going 0-for. The thing about yesterday's game that was kind of indicative of why the bottom of the lineup struggles.
1-for-4 for him. Alvarez.
And I think he struck out, or
he did have a strikeout as well
with the bases loaded. So you know, it's like you everything has to be perfect, you know, right now with the bottom of the lineup struggle. So yeah, come on down, Kyle Tucker, get well, Alex Bregman, and see what you can do with that.
Yeah, so those are some things that we're looking at there, and some of the maybe familiar things that are you're seeing pop up for the Astros. It's still a really tough stretch for them as well.
Yeah.
Right? As they 18 games in 18 days, they've gotten through another series here, but they turn the corner and they've got
Orioles.
Yeah, they've got the Orioles coming up. I think they've got the Phillies as well.
Holy moly.
Although the Phillies came out of the All-Star break and they just were not playing all that well, but we know them to be a good baseball team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a test here, and this team has to find a way to get through that with, you know, a six-man rotation because you've got guys that did not go very deep. Your bullpen is lessened because of that six-man rotation because there's no days, there's no breaks in between.
There is some really good news. The Mariners stink.
They sure do.
Good gravy.
Dodgers put a hurting on them.
Good man.
If the Mariners showed up without bats, would it go about the same?
It'd look about the same.
Okay.
Dude, you know, they're 500. I think it's 64 and 64. They were like walking away with this thing. It started June. It wasn't even that long ago, you know? And now they're a 500 team. Unbelievable. They stink.
Yeah. What a weird division that the AL West has been. So shout out to the Astros, at least continuing to have that five-game lead in the West. And just wanted to return to Verlander real quick as we kind of wrap this thing up. Mm-hmm. Like Verlander, we did mention he started slow, but he started feeling himself a little bit better. And he actually talked about that as well. Fig, I believe this is cut 14, about how he was feeling early and then how it started to get better as he went along.
Yeah.
My bad.
Particularly, the slider, once I started getting a good feel for it, I felt like it was, I really only threw one bad one to Abreu in that last at bat, and he put a good swing on it. But other than that, I feel like pretty much every one of them was where I wanted it. Things started to settle in a little bit. First inning, obviously Duran, super hot, and extends it into a double and then scores on a blooper and, just trying to find my way. Obviously, it's not the way you want to start the game, but not like there was a ton of hard hit. Second inning, similar, and just kind of kept telling myself, all right, you know, just find your groove, and went back out for the third and really started to find it and really settle in.
Look, you got what you needed out of him yesterday. It didn't work out, got the L, but you got what you needed out of him.
Yeah, and against a Red Sox team that makes pitchers work as well.
Yeah.
So it's good. And,
boy, Duran is.
He sure is.
He's pretty dang good.
So Verlander seems to feel like he could have gone more than 76 pitches, the 76 pitches that he did last night, yesterday, which is a good thing that hopefully you're working to a good place with him. But there you go. Our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. And you can have tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at tmobile.com/switch. So there you go. Yeah, man. Astros have unfortunately lose that series.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, 3-3 on the homestand before they go on the road here?
Yeah, well, good thing they're going to the road. that's where they've excelled. That's for dang sure.
Especially Jordan. Jordan hasn't hit a home run.
It's like June, right? Yeah. I saw that this morning, and I didn't even mention it because I was going to double check to make sure it was right. So I'm glad you did, because I was like, not since June he's at a home run and at home. That's wild.
June 22nd.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's 2 months.
Wild.
So hopefully he gets back here and can, you know, change that angle on the launch because he's still hitting the ball hard.
Yes.
But just, you know.
Yeah, you talked about that yesterday. Yeah.
So there you go. Astros. That's what's happening with them. They'll be back on the road tomorrow. In Baltimore against the Orioles. But coming up next, we'll get to what's popping here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.